Aaron Hager. I'm an associate professor of weed science at the University of Illinois.
I want to talk to you about herbicide considerations when replanting. What needs to be considered herbicide-wise when farmers are forced to replant?
Well, certainly there's going to be a need for any supplemental weed control practices that takes place either before the replant scenario or any kind of a residual herbicide applied after the replant takes place. If we have used the material previously, we should try to evaluate whether or not it's going to remain effective. If not, if there's been enough time that's elapsed between when that first application was made and now in the replant with all the moisture that we've had, there's usually going to be a pretty good chance much of that first material is not going to remain effective very much longer. So farmers may want to consider whether or not that they want to make a supplemental application of a residual herbicide in the replanted acre. Now, if they do that, there's many instances and many products that would allow another application to be made, assuming that there was one made with first planting. However, there are other products that do not allow a second application to a replant scenario. And so really the best recommendation that we make to farmers, if they are going to have to replant, and if they are considering making a second application of a residual herbicide, simply read the product label and find out whether or not it can be used in that scenario.
There's some crop injury concerns. What about weed control concerns here? How are those addressed?
Well, again, it really is going to depend on the individual scenario. If you've got a situation where there's going to be, let's say, a tillage operation involved to control any remaining corn from the first replant, that generally should be adequate to control any emergent weeds in those fields. If we're not going to use any tillage, then, of course, if we have weeds that already have emerged before we get into replant, it's always going to be advisable to try to control those weeds before we put any seed in the ground. Could be something as simple as a supplemental application of glyphosate, for example, or glufosinate, depending on the hybrid that was initially planted. But we certainly would encourage farmers not to replant into any existing emerged weed populations.
What are some of the most common problems that come up?
In a replant scenario, if we've got some existing corn plants, there's always going to be the questions, what's going to be the most effective way to try to control those before we actually replant? Now, of course, as we've outlined before, tillage is going to be a very effective option, but many times there's instances or scenarios where that may or may not be a viable option for farmers. So they look toward chemical options to try to control that existing first stand. And so it really depends upon what was the herbicide resistance characteristics of that first planting. If it was a glyphosate resistant or a Roundup Ready hybrid, then obviously Roundup or glyphosate is not going to be effectively control any of those remaining plants. So we have to look at something different. Generally speaking, there are several products that could be used, but many of these, the effectiveness tends to decline as the corn gets past about the V2 growth stage. One that can be fairly effective is Select Max. That's one of the only graminicide products that is actually labeled to control a first stand of glyphosate-resistant corn. And so that, in our work, that's been fairly consistent, fairly effective. However, we have to remember that there has to be an interval of about 6 days between when that application takes place and when the replant can occur. And that's simply because that clethodim, the active ingredient in Select Max, does have some soil activity, and we need to allow a little bit of that dissipation to take place before we introduce that new corn seed into that field. A lot of possible scenarios to think about right now, from standing water to some more rain that we just picked up here last night and this morning. So there may be even more scenarios now for replanting, I'm afraid.
Yeah, to your knowledge, is there a lot of that going on, or do you anticipate a lot of that going on?
I do, yeah. I think there's probably, I was actually out in Denver all week until today at a meeting of the Global Herbicide Resistance Conference, and I was trying to stay in touch with our folks here in the program, and they were making quite a bit of inroads and, you know, following some of the feeds there on Twitter. Looks like some folks were able to try to get back in, start patching things back in, and from the drive over from Indianapolis back to Champaign yesterday afternoon, looks like, you know, a lot of those wet fields have been, you know, you can tell some evidence of some pre-plants taking place, so I'm sure there's going to be more to come, unfortunately.